In this bulletin, the world's combined coronavirus infections tally approaches 13 million cases. The Washington Redskins promised to change their name after pressure from sponsors, and the NRL's Canterbury coach is expected to quit today when he meets with club management. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Global coronavirus infections are at 13 million. It took 3 months to reach 1 million cases and just 5 days to climb to 13 million. There have been more than 500,000 deaths and more than 7 million recoveries. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus has a blunt message.
There is a lot to be concerned about. In several countries across the world, we are now seeing dangerous increases in cases, and hospital ward is filling up again. Let me be blunt. Too many countries are headed in the wrong direction. The virus remains public enemy number one, but the actions of many governments and people do not reflect of this. The only aim of the virus is to find people to infect. Mixed messages from leaders are undermining the most critical ingredient of any response: trust.
The new data shows the virus is accelerating fastest in Latin America. The Americas account for more than half the world's infections and half the deaths. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she can't guarantee a deal on a European recovery fund package to ease countries out of the pandemic. Leaders of member states are preparing to meet in the coming days to try to reach an agreement, with Germany and France proposing a stimulus package worth $569 billion. Ms. Merkel says there's still a long way to go, and she's unclear whether another meeting will be required, but she'd prefer a quick resolution.
On Friday, we will discuss this and how to reach a common ground. The positions are still far apart. I can't tell you now whether we will find a solution on Friday or Saturday, but it would be very good for Europe.
Poland's socially conservative president Andrzej Duda has narrowly won the general election. The incumbent, who campaigned on traditional family values and social spending, recorded just over 51% of Sunday's vote. He says he wants to return the country to strong economic growth. The National Archives of Australia will today publicly release letters between the Queen and former Governor-General Sir John Kerr. Experts say the letters are expected to reveal secret royal correspondence linked to the 1975 dismissal of former Prime Minister Gough Whitlam and may again revive the Republic debate. National Archives Director General David Fricker confirmed all the letters will be released without exemption. Monash University Professor Jenny Hocking claims the letters contain details that highlight the role of Buckingham Palace in the dismissal. In May, the High Court ruled that Australians should see the letters, despite objections from Buckingham Palace, Government House, the Federal Government, and the National Archives of Australia. A United States football team has confirmed it will change its name over long-held criticism that it's racist. The Washington Redskins say they'll drop the Redskins' name and logo after completing a review. The decision comes after major sponsors threatened to withdraw their support from the NFL team unless it considered a name change. The Washington, D.C.-based team has faced years of pressure over a name seen as offensive to Native Americans. The deadline for the selection of a new name is before the start of the 2020 season in September. In rugby league, Canterbury Bulldogs coach Dean Pay is set to quit his role at the club, with an announcement expected today. It comes after poor results as club officials speak to Penrith Panthers assistant coach Trent Barrett as a potential replacement. The development follows two former Bulldogs players being reinstated by an appeals committee after having their contracts terminated in February. Well, now the weather across Australia for today. Perth, a possible early storm and showers, 18 degrees. Adelaide, morning fog, then sunny, 15. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Hobart, cloudy and 11. Canberra, early shower or 2 and 13. Wollongong, rain, windy, 16 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions, 16. Newcastle, much the same, 16. Brisbane, becoming windy and sunny, 19. Cairns, sunny and 25. And Darwin, also sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.